everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Everyday Language. I am your host, Andrew Lenzo. Basically, what we're going to be doing every weekday is running through a quick marketing tip every morning. We're just going to get right to the point. You're not going to have to worry about going to read other stuff. It's just going to be quick and easy. So let's get into it for today's episode. Today, we're going to cover social media basics for new businesses. So if you're just starting a brand new business, I'm sure that you have some experience on social media, whether it be your personal accounts or with another business that you had worked for before. But these are some very simple tips to get you started as you begin your journey into social media. And the thing is, we're not going to really like cover all the stuff that you hear like in articles across the web. It's going to be some pretty generic, pretty subjective subjects. How's that for a redundant sentence? We're going to cover some pretty subjective information. So I think these are very like five really good things to keep in the back of your head while you're building your pages. So obviously it takes time to build your presence, but it's essential to build that presence. If you need some help, let me know. Lenzo Media has done this work before, especially for podcasters. So you can email us alenzo@lenzomedia.com, or you can give me a call, 616-304-9426. We're happy to help you out. So to get started, the first tip obviously is to interact with your followers. You need to be social on social media. It is very easy to get into the grind of things and just start creating content and shoveling content out day after day, which it's good to have a good content plan, believe me. But you also have to remember that these platforms were made for you to be social on. We made these platforms to interact with other human beings and for everybody to have their own personality and voice. So make sure, especially if it's a potential customer, to interact with them, to build that relationship and build your credibility as a trustworthy business on the internet. The second is to build a brand that connects with your customers. So this kind of ties into the first point of interacting with your followers. You want your brand to be very accessible. You want it to be relatable and easy to view. You want somebody to come to your page and feel like they're talking to just another one of their friends on the internet. It's very hard to do that as a brand, and it takes time. But with enough effort and enough time, you can build that brand that your customers will love. Create a logo, create header images, and share content that are related to your audience that you're trying to come to your page. You're trying to get to your page, or you're trying to sell your product to. Use a color palette too that attracts the attention of a person that you like on that page. You know, if you're a more relaxed business and you want to give off the perception of being more relaxed and more calm, use a blue color palette. But if you're trying to draw attention or you're trying to really promote something, try using the red. That has made a difference before in other brands. So the third thing to do is to share valuable information. Obviously, information is important because that's going to make up the majority of your content online. But I mean, how much thought have you really put into the stuff that you've shared on social media? I mean, if you don't put time into the content that you share, it will show in your following. You have to be providing something of value to your customers online, whether that's useful articles and research, whether that is discounts or other information that would be important to them. You really need to make sure that you're using useful and valuable information. If you don't provide value, then there's no reason for that person to follow your account or to engage in any of your business endeavors. So this could be tips on your brand in your brand's field. So whether that's like the industry you're in, you could link it to services you offer, other interactive features like quizzes and entertainment and things like that. The fourth thing that you should really pay attention to is posting visual content. Every social media platform is kind of trending in the same direction. Images for every platform and then videos for the majority of platforms have performed the best. Infographics, GIFs, other things that provide value to your audience you want to share. Just adding that on top of a good description or good text, if it's a longer article on LinkedIn, will make an enormous difference in the amount of engagement you get. So, you know, starting these pages can be a big challenge to plan, but starting to create is the most important thing you can do to begin building your presence. Don't hesitate to start. It's definitely important to plan, but it's also important to get going and get your pages as active as possible, as soon as possible. So don't procrastinate, create a good content plan, and start engaging with your followers. That's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. We will see you again tomorrow.